The scientific definition of yellow fever is that yellow fever is a viral infection transmitted from a bite from infected mosquitoes, most commonly found in parts of South America and Africa. When transmitted to humans, the yellow fever virus can damage the liver and other internal organs and can be potentially fatal. It will kill the cells in the organs, ultimately resulting in organ failure. There are three stages in yellow fever. First stage, you receive symptoms like headaches, muscle pain, fever, flushing, loss of appetite, vomiting, and jaundice, which turns your eyes and skin yellow. When you reach stage 2, your symptoms should go away. Stage 3 rarely happens, but if it does, you will have problems with organs and it may shut down, which can lead to death.
Yellow fever can be found in subtropical parts of South America and Africa, like Argentina, Brazil, and Congo. It spreads through the bite of infected mosquitoes, and it cannot be spread person to person by direct contact.
Yellow fever is a preventable and treatable disease. It can cause death, mainly to children under 5 who have not developed immunity to it yet. But partial immunity can be developed after years of exposure to the disease. If you want a complete cure, you have to treat it quickly, and most people will fully recover. The treatment can depend on things like how severe the disease is and what species of the mosquito caused it, or what part of the world it came from. There are 3 different life stages, so there are 3 different vaccines. The pre-erythrocytic vaccines are for the infectious phase of the parasite. The erythrocytic vaccines are used to stop rapid invasion and reproduction in the red blood cells. Transmission-blocking vaccines are used to prevent further spreading and reproduction and aims to kill the mosquito.
To prevent malaria, you should be aware of the risk, and you should also avoid getting bitten by mosquitoes. You can also take antimalarial tablets that reduce the chance of getting bitten by 90%.
If yellow fever does come to the middle school, we do not have to shut down the school as long as there aren't many mosquitoes, because it is not contagious. Also, we are not in areas that have a high risk of getting it. So Canada is not in risk for malaria. There is also pills you can take to reduce most of the risk of getting malaria so it can be prevented.